You might have heard a strange sound this last Tuesday morning. A sigh of relief from ranchers, oil and gas workers, and miners all over the West at the announcement that the greater sage grouse won't be listed as an endangered species. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, you probably also heard the slapping of foreheads from wildlife advocates who say the grouse needs full federal protections if it's going to survive.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concluded that the greater sage grouse does not need protection under the Endangered Species Act.
That's U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell breaking the news at a wildlife refuge in Colorado this week. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Ash echoes that celebratory tone. He says the reason sage grouse didn't need listing was because of a unique conservation plan developed in Wyoming 8 years ago. It's now used by many states around the West, and Ash says his agency borrowed heavily from it to develop federal protection plans for grouse.
But I have to point out singularly the leadership that we saw from the state of Wyoming in designing the core area strategy back in 2008.
You might be wondering, core area what? The core area strategy is a plan designed in 2008 by then-Governor Dave Friedenthal. He saw the number of sage grouse declining fast in the state, and that if the bird was listed, it would drastically hurt the state's economy by restricting energy development and grazing in its habitat. National Audubon Society Vice President Brian Rutledge joined Friedenthal's sage grouse team in those early days.
And Dave Friedenthal, the grumpy uncle of all things sagebrush that helped us get this rolling, should be here to hear about this as well.
Rutledge was just one of many diverse characters on Friedenthal's team.
You got the oil and gas guy sitting next to the hunter, sitting next to the wind person, sitting next to the fish and wildlife.
That's Bob Budd. He has served as the team's chair since the get-go. Budd says they brainstormed a plan for protecting the birds that had never been tried before, and at its heart was this nugget.
What we've done is we've got about 84% of the birds in Wyoming are in core areas, which affords them considerable protection.
That means no mining, no grazing, no oil wells without a permit.
That's on 15 million acres of our surface, and it's blind to ownership. It's not just federal lands or just state or just private. It's the habitat, which doesn't see those lines.
And that's why this plan is so different. Most conservation efforts focus on the animal, not where it lives. But Wyoming's team used the latest biological sage-grouse research to set the rules on a landscape-wide scale.
There is so much science behind this. In the state of Wyoming alone, we have spent probably $3 to $5 million on the science, on just the science.
Both the sage-grouse final plans and the listing decision are on shaky scientific and legal ground.
Eric Mulvar is a wildlife biologist for Wild Earth Guardians. He says the Fed's decision not to list sage grouse hinges on a narrow view of the data. For instance, that the number of grouse has been increasing over the last 2 years.
This is a species that cycles upward and downward, but you have to watch the long-term trends, and you can't get too caught up in the short-term increases or the short-term decreases.
Mulvar says actually, since 2010, the number of birds has dropped by more than a quarter. And he says when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife developed the new federal protections for the bird, they didn't even listen to their own scientists about how much energy development and grazing should be allowed in the protected areas.
In the Wyoming plan, it was a political compromise. It was never based on science. And that political compromise then got imported into the federal planning effort.
Mulvar says groups like his might have a solid case for challenging the decision in court and still get the bird listed. But Wyoming Governor Matt Mead, for one, says the decision is in line with the Endangered Species Act.
There's nothing in that act that says the goal is to list species. The goal is to make sure we take care of our species, take care of our habitat, so that we don't have to list species.
Meanwhile, Mead recently announced an initiative to reform the Endangered Species Act to make it easier for states to design their own conservation plans. And the sage grouse, listed or not, they just keep dancing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.